This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. And it's Thursday, the day we read from your letters.
Several of you wrote about our story on anger management. Spencer Harris Morfitt of Westford, Massachusetts, had this to say about it. I was glad at least to hear you acknowledge that there have been no meaningful tests for the effectiveness of these programs. That's a small step in the right direction. However, it would be nice if no tax dollars were spent on behavioral programs that are not tested and which risk releasing back into the public people who may still pose a threat. Mention was made that such programs are cost-effective when compared to holding people in prisons, for instance. How can they be cost-effective if we don't know that they are effective?
Mabel Lernoux in Monterey, California, is a Spanish-language courtroom interpreter. She writes, I've seen court-mandated anger management have a positive result on people whose anger was destroying both the lives of those around them and their own lives. I've seen school children's attitudes towards anger change in areas riddled by gang violence. They learn to walk away and cool off without losing face. But, she adds, I've also seen angry and violent behavior legitimized in TV programming, toys, computer games, and international relations.
Senator John Kerry's remarks here about immigration reform prompted Albert Kennedy of Schwanksville, Pennsylvania, to write, Mr. Kennedy says, Senator Kerry explained that illegal immigrants who obey the law and play by the rules should be able to earn legal status. It does not seem to me that people who came to this country illegally have obeyed the law or played by the rules. That's why they're called illegal immigrants.
On a very different note, our item on the Rock, Paper, Scissors Championship in Toronto brought back memories of Japan for Mona Tipton Katz of Lawrence, Kansas. She writes, before arriving in Hiroshima for a job teaching, I had not thought about rock, paper, scissors since preschool. But in Japan, I acquired a respect and appreciation for the game I would never have imagined, and consider it one of the most stark examples of a cultural difference between our two countries. She explains, absolutely any time I observe Japanese people of any age trying to make any kind of decision involving who would go first, they would immediately, automatically, without saying anything, launch into a round of rock, paper, scissors. I observed a man doing rock, paper, scissors gestures while talking on a payphone. I observed people who wanted the same taxi, spontaneously and without a word to each other, do it. Most disciplinary issues in my classes could be easily resolved by commanding the kids to do rock, paper, scissors. It was brilliant. I wish we would all settle our disputes this way.
Finally, a correction. Listeners to our earlier editions yesterday heard us report that grizzly bears were among the wild animals fleeing fires in California. Scott Leffler in Tempe, Arizona, was one of many to correct us. He writes, the last grizzly bear in California was shot in 1922. The only California grizzly bears left in the state are found on the state flag and the state seal. And seals were not among the animals fleeing the fire either.
You can write to us at atc@npr.org. And please remember to tell us where you live and how you pronounce your name.